Hello Hello， 我是 John 老师，我是莱欧斯里玩家，人生启动，首款多平台开放世界游戏《原神》，即刻点击下方资讯栏了解更多。Hi there， 同情家族，新的一年想要提升英语力吗？除了每日可以跟着我 John 老师跟读与朗读世界时事趣闻，还可以每周在 Clubhouse 上我们通勤学英语直播室上做英语练习与互动，伴随你的英语学习 Podcast 就在通勤学英语。 Let's start your daily shadowing。 Taiwan set for modest rate hike as growth slows. Taiwan's central bank increased its benchmark interest rate by a modest amount on Thursday last week, the third hike this year,as it tries to battle inflation without further weighing down its slowing economy. The central bank raised its policy rate by 12.5 basis points to 1.625%, in line with forecasts of most economists surveyed by Bloomberg. The bank also raised its reserve requirement ratios by 0.25 percentage points.The central bank's decision came hours after the U.S. Federal Reserve hiked interest rates by 75 basis points, the fifth increase this year, to tame rampant inflation. Taiwan's policymakers have been able to be more flexible in their rate hikes, with inflation peaking in the second quarter amid a slowdown in the economy. The central bank raises its rate by a smaller than expected 12.5 basis points in June and by 25 basis points in March. Higher interest rates may help to bolster Taiwan's dollar, which has slumped this year on the back of a stronger U.S. currency, weaker export demand, and rising geopolitical tensions. The local dollar was down 4.8% against the greenback in the past month, the third worst performer among Asian currencies.Taiwanese officials have sought to balance tempering inflation without hurting its economy, which has been weighed down by sluggish demand from China, the impact of COVID-19 restrictions on supply chains, and other global headwinds. The government has already cut its 2022 growth forecast twice this year to 3.76%. Taiwan's economic slowdown is very apparent,with export growth only in the single digits and manufacturing PMI shrinking. Ma Tai-ing, an economist at DBS Group Holdings Limited, said before the rate decision, "The risk of Taiwan's economic downturn is very high, so from this point of view, increasing by 12.5 basis points is a compromise option and the best option."Economists surveyed by Bloomberg have also revised down Taiwan's GDP to 3.2% for this year. Those polled also expect that Taiwan will raise interest rates again in the fourth quarter to 1.75%. Export orders from the island have started to slow, gaining 2% in August from a year earlier, with orders from China and Hong Kong falling more than 25%.Manufacturing is also coming under pressure, with the Purchasing Managers Index dropping in August to 42.7, its lowest reading since May 2020. Thanks for tuning in. 记得我们每日跟读、精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送。也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15mins.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语 ，Improving your English on the go.Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。